In the world of technology, this year might be called the year of the mobile app. App is short for applications, and applications are like software programs that you can install on your desktop PC, only these are for mobile phones. Morning Edition's technology guru, Mario Armstrong, showed me one of his favorite apps. Mario, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I understand that this is something that you think I could really use.
Yes. I mean, I think in America, I think we carry three things. I think we carry our wallets, our keys, and a cell phone. The issue has been we haven't really maximized the use of our cell phones. But to me, these cell phones today are like mini computers. So they do give us a range of tools that we could be using.
Okay. So what's this one?
So this one is called Compare Everywhere. This one is on the Google Android operating system, which is on the new T-Mobile G1 phone. And what I'm going to do, we have a book in here. Business Stripped Bare is the title of this book.
Okay.
So the idea is that you're out shopping and your phone gets turned into, using the digital camera on the phone, a barcode scanner. So Compare Everywhere allows you to scan items while you're shopping, and it gives you the price and the information of that item, but also looks for other locations to see if there is a better deal.
Okay, let's check it out.
Okay.
So you're just basically pointing the camera at the barcode on the back of a book.
And it's scanning.
Uh-huh.
And it's now found it. And so I'm going to hand the phone to you so you can actually see. You should see
okay.
A picture of the cover of the book and the title, as well as some prices.
It tells me that I could buy this book at Barnes & Noble for $21. I could buy it at FYE. What is that?
That's a retail store.
For $24. Or I could go to a library at American University and get it there.
Because it looks at the localized area. Now, if you scroll a little bit further down, you start seeing the online prices.
The best price is Overstock.com for $13.
So you saved 11 bucks.
Hey.
So maybe you shouldn't have left the house after all. You could have just ordered from online.
And will it work on all kinds of products? I mean, is everything in the world in here?
So that is a limitation of this particular application. For example, I tried scanning the Suave skin therapy lotion, and it did not find this particular item.
How do you imagine people would use this? I mean, you'd find an item and see that you could buy it for $3 or $4 cheaper somewhere else. You're supposed to run out of the store, leap into your car, drive over. I mean, do you think people would really do that kind of thing?
Well, I mean, I think, one, if there is a significant enough deal, then absolutely. But more importantly, I think it just starts to get you thinking more about your shopping habits and how you could be saving money.
Does this program make money for the people who created it?
So right now it's a free application, so I'm still trying to understand the business model. I don't pay for the service, and there's no advertising along with the service. My gut tells me the relationship that they're building with the online properties that you would purchase it from, there would be some type of revenue or sharing or commission that they may receive.
You know, I can see how I might use something like this, but could you put it on any mobile phone?
So not all mobile phones have the same a variety of applications. To understand the amount of applications that are out there, we're talking about 140,000 plus applications. If you add up Apple, if you add Palm, if you add Windows Mobile, and service providers like Hand & Go offer all these applications, everything you can think of.
Now,
I didn't show you iSafe. iSafe is one that shows you whether or not you're in a crime-ridden neighborhood.
Oh, jeez. Mario Armstrong. He is Morning Edition's regular technology commentator. He also hosts the radio show Digital Cafe on Baltimore Public Radio's WYPR.